I feel like I've been holding my breath for something like this since the 1970s when I first started protesting environmental damage.
Pitkin County Commissioner Francie Jacober voted Wednesday to support President Joe Biden's 30 by 30 plan.
I am so happy to endorse what Joe Biden's been doing. It's really gutsy. It's the most progressive thing we've ever had as a president.
30 by 30 is a controversial proposal to protect 30% of the nation's land and water, including oceans, by 2030. Biden announced the plan in January. Will Rausch, director of Carbondale's Wilderness Workshop, which supports the initiative, explained what it means during an interview with KDNK in March.
It's a vision, essentially, or a goal to protect 30% of the planet by 2030. And the vision or the idea really came out of science that was finding that in order to, you know, safeguard both the biodiversity of the planet as well as prevent climate change, deal with the impacts of climate change that's already occurring, we needed to protect 30% of the planet by 2030.
Pitkin County Commissioner Greg Poschman said Wednesday that 30% is the bare minimum that needs to be protected in order to offset climate change.
There's been a campaign going on for years now that E.O. Wilson started called, I think it's Nature Needs Half. Really, 50% of this planet should be conserved to keep natural processes, keep the natural machine running. So 30% it's actually probably not enough.
But he said 30 by 30 is a great start.
And it gets everyone thinking about it, and I know it's a step in the right direction.
Garfield County commissioners signed a resolution in February against 30 by 30, stating that because the county is made up of 62% federal lands, protecting 30% of that would hurt the county's economy. They were concerned that the initiative would turn 30% of federal lands in the county into wilderness areas and rob the public of access to those lands. They also said that President Biden does not have the authority to permanently preserve all land and water in the U.S. But Will Rausch says that's not the idea.
The executive order from President Biden was saying is that this is something we as a country should all work towards. There was a recent article in The Guardian, and one of the folks at the Nature Conservancy described this as a moonshot. And so, again, it's really a guiding light or a vision for a lot of people to look to for inspiration.
Rausch added that 30 by 30 is a global initiative and would allow local governments, organizations, and individuals to work together to come up with what protecting 30% of local lands and waters will look like. Pitkin County commissioners voted unanimously to support 30 by 30. They also voted in favor of Biden's temporary pause on oil and gas leasing on federal lands. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.